inability of mature age workers to find jobs in regional areas may be forcing too many people onto the age pension. A study by the Regional Australia Institute shows that if nothing is done to get those willing and able into jobs, it could cost the government up to $51 billion each year by 2020. Welfare advocates are worried that unless more older Australians find work in regional Australia and in the cities, Australia could face a national pension crisis. David Taylor has the story.
After a frustrating two-year job search, 66-year-old Peter Sweeney has given up on finding work.
I suppose about 150 applications for work you get to find out after a while that you're not making the grade, and that's probably because of your age.
The former Centrelink fraud investigation officer now spends his days at the Wagga Wagga Men's Shed, catching up with mates and working on his hobbies.
Yeah, no, it brings you out of isolation. The camaraderie's great.
Mr. Sweeney's now on the age pension. The Regional Australia Institute warns the number of pensioners, like Peter Sweeney, is set to accelerate to an unsustainable level. The Institute claims it could cost the economy as much as $51 billion annually by 2020. It's now encouraging more businesses in regional New South Wales and Victoria to hire older workers. Gary Rennie runs an equipment hire company for small businesses in the New South Wales town of Griffith. He's already sold on the idea.
For the economy and for the employer and for the person's own well-being, if they can do the dues, they turn out generally to be really good employees.
He only warns other businesses to double-check that candidates are up to the task.
There's a lot of guys come along that have got bits of paper that say they can do things that they really can't.
The Regional Australia Institute's research shows Victor Harbour, Port Macquarie Hastings and East Gippsland in Victoria already have 20% or more of the population reliant on the age pension. By employing those who are willing and able to work, though, the Institute claims each town could enjoy a $30 million economic boost. But welfare advocates argue it's not just about the economics. Kirsty Nolan is Executive Director at the Benevolent Society.
If you're well, if you're in a couple, if you own your own house, it's just enough to live on. But if any of those things go pear-shaped, then the age pension is not enough to provide the older Australians with a life of dignity.
To help tackle the problem, the Regional Australia Institute wants the government to provide more support for older workers in the worst affected regions.
David Taylor reporting.